Hello and welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. And today we are diving into one of the most practical and exam-friendly topics on the entire specification, recruitment and selection. Now I know what you might be thinking, it's just about hiring people, how hard can it be? But trust me, examiners absolutely love this topic. It comes up in almost every paper, and the candidates who do really well are the ones who can go beyond just listing facts and actually apply their knowledge to a business context. That's exactly what we're going to help you do today. Here's our plan for the next 10 minutes. We'll start by unpacking the core concepts, what recruitment actually means, why businesses recruit, and the key documents involved. Then we'll move into the different methods, businesses' use, both internal and external. After that, I'll give you my top exam tips and walk you through the most common mistakes I see students make. We'll finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test what you've learned, and then a summary to send you off feeling confident. Sound good? Let's go. So let's start with the absolute basics, and I mean the basics that examiners genuinely test, not just background knowledge. Recruitment and selection are two different things, and you must be able to tell them apart. Recruitment is the process of attracting suitable candidates to apply for a job vacancy. Selection is the process of choosing the best candidate from those who have applied. Think of it this way. Recruitment is casting a wide net and selection is choosing the best fish. Examiners will penalize candidates who muddle these two terms, so keep them separate in your mind. Now, why do businesses recruit in the first place? There are three main reasons, and you should be able to state and explain all three. First, an employee leaves, they retire, resign, or are dismissed, and the business needs to replace them. Second, the business is growing. It's expanding into new markets, opening new branches, or increasing production, and it needs more staff to cope with the increased workload. Third, there is a skills gap. The business identifies that it lacks specific expertise, perhaps in digital marketing or data analysis, and needs to bring in someone with those skills. Examiners award marks for each of these reasons when they are clearly explained, not just listed. Now let's talk about the two key documents that sit at the heart of the recruitment process, the job description and the person specification. A job description is a document that describes the role itself. It tells candidates what the job involves. The key components you need to know are the job title, the department the role sits in, who the employee will report to, that's the reporting line, the main duties and responsibilities, the working hours and location, and the salary range. Remember, the job description is about the job, not the person. The person specification, on the other hand, is about the ideal candidate. It describes the qualities, skills, and experience the business is looking for. It includes essential qualifications, the minimum requirements a candidate must have, and desirable qualifications, which are nice to have, but not compulsory. It also lists essential and desirable skills, the level of experience required, and personal attributes like communication skills or the ability to work under pressure. The person specification is used during the selection process to compare candidates against the ideal profile. A great memory hook here. Job description equals the job. Person specification equals the person. Simple, but it works. Now let's move on to recruitment methods, and this is where the exam questions get really interesting because you're often asked to recommend a method for a specific business context and justify your answer. There are two broad categories, internal recruitment and external recruitment. Internal recruitment means filling the vacancy from within the existing workforce. This could be a promotion, a transfer to a different department, or even asking a part-time employee to go full-time. The advantages of internal recruitment are significant. It is cheaper. There are no advertising costs and no recruitment agency fees. It is faster. The process is quicker because you're not waiting for external applications. The candidate is already known to the business, so there's less risk of a bad hire. And it can be motivating for existing staff because it shows there are genuine opportunities for progression. However, internal recruitment has disadvantages too. The choice is limited to people already in the business, which means you might miss out on better candidates outside. It can also create internal competition and jealousy among colleagues who weren't selected. And critically, it doesn't bring fresh ideas or new perspectives into the business. External recruitment means advertising the vacancy outside the business to attract new candidates. Methods include job advertisements on the company website, job boards like Indeed or Reed, recruitment agencies, social media platforms like LinkedIn, and for some roles, university or college milk rounds. External recruitment gives access to a much wider talent pool, brings fresh ideas and new skills into the business, and avoids internal politics. The disadvantages are that it's more expensive, takes longer, and there's more risk. You don't know the candidate as well as you would an internal hire. Here's a really useful exam tip. When a question asks you to recommend a recruitment method, always link your answer to the context of the business. A small local business with a tight budget is more likely to benefit from internal recruitment. A fast-growing tech company that needs specialist digital skills is more likely to need external recruitment. Examiners are looking for that application to context. It's what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer. Finally, let's briefly cover selection methods. Once applications have been received, the business shortlists candidates. That means filtering applications against the person specification to create a smaller list of the most suitable people. Common selection methods include interviews, which can be one-to-one or panel interviews, aptitude tests, which assess specific skills like numeracy or literacy, psychometric tests, which assess personality and behavior, and assessment centers, where candidates complete a range of tasks and exercises over a day. For many roles, references are also requested, written statements from previous employers confirming the candidate's suitability. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most important thing to remember is the difference between a describe question and an explain question. If the question says describe, you need to state what something is and give a supporting detail. If it says explain, you need to state a point and say why it matters or what the consequence is. So for a 4-mark explain question, you might say, a business might use external recruitment because it gives access to a wider talent pool. This means the business is more likely to find a candidate with the exact skills it needs, which could improve productivity and help the business achieve its objectives. That's a full explain point, then consequence. For longer questions worth 6 marks or more, you need to make sure you're evaluating. That means weighing up advantages against disadvantages, or comparing 2 options and reaching a clear judgment. Don't just list points. Examiners want to see you think like a business owner. Now, the most common mistakes I see. Number 1, confusing recruitment with selection. Do not do this. They are different processes. Number 2, not applying knowledge to the business context in the question. If the question mentions a small family-run business, your answer needs to reflect that context. Number 3, listing advantages without explaining them. Internal recruitment is cheaper, gets you 1 mark. Internal recruitment is cheaper because the business does not need to pay for advertising or recruitment agency fees, which reduces costs and protects profit margins, gets you 2 or 3 marks. Always develop your points. Number 4, forgetting the disadvantages. Most exam questions want a balanced answer, so always consider the other side. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the questions. Pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between recruitment and selection? Answer: recruitment is attracting candidates to apply. Selection is choosing the best candidate from those who applied. Question 2. Name 3 reasons why a business might need to recruit. Answer: an employee leaves, the business is growing, or there's a skills gap. Question 3. What is the difference between a job description and a person specification? Answer: a job description describes the role. A person specification describes the ideal candidate. Question 4. Give 2 advantages of internal recruitment. Answer: any 2 from cheaper, faster, candidate is known, motivates existing staff. Question 5. Give 1 disadvantage of external recruitment. Answer: anyone from more expensive, takes longer, greater risk of a bad hire. Brilliant work making it to the end. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points. Recruitment is attracting candidates. Selection is choosing the best one. Businesses recruit when employees leave, when they're growing, or when there's a skills gap. The job description describes the role. The person specification describes the ideal candidate. Internal recruitment is cheaper and faster, but limits choice. External recruitment brings fresh ideas and a wider talent pool, but costs more and takes longer. And in the exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business context in the question. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you prepared for right here. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.